Our next guest has been on with us several times. It's good to have him back here, too. The author of More Guns, Less Crime, Dr. John R. Lott. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning to you.
Good to have you with us again. Now, you have been tracking, saw this story in Fox News. You've been tracking the growth of the rise of concealed carry permits. We've been debating in our state a little bit about concealed carry and whether or not you should even have to have a concealed carry permit. But you've been tracking this. What are some of the interesting findings?
Well, there's been a huge increase in the number of concealed carry permits. A decade ago, there were 4.6 million permits. Today, there's over 16.3 million. Just in the last year, there's been a record 1.8 million more permits out there, and that's despite the fact, as you're pointing out, a number of states have adopted this constitutional carry. Just in the last 2 years, you've had 8 more states. Bringing the total to 14 that no longer require a permit. And what often happens when you pass a rule that no longer requires people to have permits is that the number of permits in a state either stop growing or actually decrease.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've found, even though the number of people who carry obviously would increase in that situation, but what we also found is the huge demographic changes that have been occurring in concealed carry permits. So over the last 4 years that we have solid data on gender or race,
right.
Over the last 4 years, the number of permits for men have gone up by 22%. The number of permits for women over that same period of time increased by 93%. Almost about four times faster for women than you've seen the growth over the 4 years for men. In blacks, their number of permits increased by about 30 percentage points more than you saw the increase for whites over the same period.
Yeah, Mandy, you've had your concealed carry permit now for how long?
A little over a year, yeah.
I know my son's wife has one as well. Have you been able to gather any motivation behind this increase among these demographics?
Right. Yeah. Right now, it is about 36% of concealed carry permits are held by women, and both the changes for women and the changes for men seem to mirror the changes that we've been seeing over the last 20 years in terms of women and blacks' perceptions about guns. You now have a majority of women who feel that having a gun makes them safer as opposed
right.
to causing some greater problems that might occur. And as you've seen that go up, you've seen the share of women with permits also rise.
If, John Lott is asking these and answering these questions that you may have about that, about concealed carry permits. Now, as you mentioned, a number of states now are going to have constitutional carry where you're just allowed to have a concealed permit if you have as your constitutional right. Is that correct? Is that how that works?
Right. Yeah. There are 14 states that have it either in all the state or in the vast majority of state where you don't need to have a permit to be able to carry. There's 12 that have it basically any place in the state that you don't need a permit, and
mm-hmm.
there's 2 others that have it in the vast majority of the state, Arkansas and Montana.
Right, and, there was a story, I think it was in the news just yesterday, a guy that jumped over a counter. He was trying to steal drugs in a pharmacy, and somebody with a concealed carry in the pharmacy stopped him. So this is something, are there organizations that are tracking some of these events where people with concealed carry are protecting themselves and their families and business?
Right. Well, I mean, news stories, we track those. But the more important thing maybe, I mean, the mm-hmm. news stories help motivate the discussion. But if you look at crime rates, you see that the states that have had the biggest increases in concealed carry permits have seen the biggest relative drops over the last decade in crime rates. I mean, there's very, very strong relationship there between the rate of people having permits. And what you find also is that, and this helps explain why women and black, mm-hmm. I think, blacks have had such a big increase, is that the people who benefit the most from owning guns are basically two groups of people, the people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, and that overwhelmingly tends to be poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, and people who are relatively weaker physically, and that tends to be women and the elderly. And I think, as you've seen so many academic studies showing that, in fact, those are the people who benefit the most from owning guns, you've also seen the growth in concealed carry permit for those people.
Hey, Dr. John Lott, again, joining us as author of More Guns, Less Crime. John, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Just one quick thing, if I can, and that is one of the things that was most striking to me was the difference between the states that have right to carry versus the May issue ones, ones where you have to go to a politician to get permission. Basically, overwhelmingly, just white males get permits, but the ones that leave it up to the individuals have much more diversity in who gets it. But anyway, thanks very much.
Sure. We're going to link to that Fox News story up on our sites, too.